You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Friday, I spoke to Mac DeMarco, who we will know. I'm sure all BFM listeners will be very familiar. You're a big Mac DeMarco fan, eh, Tess?
I like Mac DeMarco, yeah.
He's a cool dude.
He lived throughout my teenagehood too.
Yeah, he was a big part of, I think, a lot of people's teenagehoods as well. He's got a new album that's come out called Here Comes the Cowboy, and he is coming to Aotearoa in the not too distant future. January the 8th is when he will be here. So I spoke to him on Friday a little bit about that album and what he's been up to in the last year. So let's have a listen to that now. This is Mac DeMarco speaking to me on Friday. Hi, Mac. How are you?
Hi. Good, how are you doing?
Good, thanks for chatting to us today at BFM. We are very excited that you're coming back to New Zealand in January. Last time we saw you here, it was for Laneway in 2018. How's the last year been for you? You've obviously put out a fantastic new record.
It's been cool. Yeah, I'm enjoying my life. It's been great.
That's very good to hear. Hey, the record's called Here Comes the Cowboy. It came out in May. The cowboy is kind of having a bit of a moment in pop culture again. It sort of resurfaced in a bunch of different ways. What does the cowboy mean to you? How did you sort of latch onto this idea?
When the record came out, then I definitely realized that, oh, cowboys are coming back, but I'm pretty disconnected from the world at this point. So it hit me by surprise, but I think the reason that that song even ended up coming out when I was demoing this record was maybe you've heard of my friend Kieran J. Cowan, and he was dressing up like a cowboy for a year, so mm-hmm. It was in my lexicon. I was calling people cowboy, this and that, but yeah, I don't know, it's a full-on thing right now, which is interesting, but I think it's weird. I greatly appreciate like the cartoony like character idea of a cowboy, but the physical modern day incarnation of it, maybe not as much, but I don't know, it's funny.
Hey Mac, you've got a very dedicated fan following. At the end of Another One, which is one of your earlier EPs, you gave out your address and you asked people to pop on by for a coffee. Did you get people showing up?
Yeah, we had a lot of people. Thousands and thousands of people
to your house.
It was cool. I probably won't do it again, but it was a cool experiment. Yeah, it was great. It was really interesting, but it was a little, sometimes when you like just want to watch a TV show but your doorbell's going all day, it's like, you regret it. But I wouldn't say regret it, but it was definitely an experiment, let's put it that way.
Yeah, totally. You've got quite a big following amongst sort of young people, teenagers and people in their early 20s. What is it about your music that you think kind of attracts that sort of age group? I mean, obviously that's your peer group as well in many ways, but what is it about your writing do you think that pulls people in?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, a lot of the music that I think people find out of mine initially, I wrote when I was around that age, so maybe, and I just write about how I'm feeling, how my life is changing, yada, yada, yada. So maybe if other people are around that age and they hear, songs about what they're going through, then maybe that, if they are, it's hard to say, but it's got to be something that makes them interested. But I it's hard for me to say again. I'm not sure.
I know a lot of people talk about growing up a lot as being something that is maybe connected to this new album. Do you think that's a fair thing that people are saying, or for you, does this just feel like the natural next step?
I don't know. I think that people have always. I think that's like one of the first things that ever comes up with like any of my records. It's like, ah, number two record, it's about growing up. It's about growing up.
Yeah.
Old dog, it's about growing up. Which is, and I think, the fact of life is you are growing up the whole time, and then you're done growing and you die. So maybe it's more to, being whatever age I am. But things change, and the way you think changes, and your life changes constantly. So I think I'm just trying to, jot it down in some way. So if I do look back, then I can remember where I was at the time or whatever else.
Absolutely. It's quite an introspective album in many ways, and it's also sort of minimalist in its production. Was that a conscious thing for you? You sort of trying to strip it back, or was that just the sound you felt like making?
I think, going into it, I really wanted to make something like very dry, very mellow, like not very exciting, just a little jarring,
mm-hmm.
Just strange, like the kind of thing that you got to sit down with, and if you don't want to sit down with it, then it's not for you, you know what I mean? Like and I guess introspective and stuff. That's just kind of how, the only way I know how to, especially with lyrics, and the only way I know how to write. But yeah, just something, I wanted to make something that was not fantastic and huge and crazy, but you know, in its own way it is, and for me it was probably more exciting to make than any of my other music, but just, yeah, strange, you know, respect the instruments, respect the sound, have it feel like I'm talking right in your ear, you know, strange.
But I really like that there's a sort of quiet theatre to this record. I really like the first track sort of setting this kind of strange scene for the way the rest of the album sort of plays out. And I guess that kind of comes through in your music videos a little bit as well. Could you talk a little bit about how you sort of, I guess, go from the process of having a song and then turning it into something visual that people will experience in a totally different way?
I think, you know, it's the same kind of concept of that I went for with the album, with the music videos. It's like, usually I'm not, you know, I'm not the kind of guy that like wants to write a script for a music video and it's like, all right, now we're gonna yada yada, like, yeah, this, then this happens, and you know, there's some like denouement or whatever. It's just I do it with the music in a way where like maybe the music will have a certain tone, like, and then the lyrics can have a different tone, but when they're juxtaposed it makes it a little confusing. And then, you know, especially with the videos from this new record, it's basically just a strange image. Like, there's something strange, and then for the most part, it's just different iterations of that strange image. Like the video for Nobody, it's like seemingly like sad and soft, quiet song, and then like I'm in lizard makeup. You know, so it's like it makes people go like, "What?" It's uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Just I want to make people think about what they're watching. You know what I mean?
This is Mac DeMarco speaking to me on Friday about his new album, Here Comes the Cowboy, which came out earlier this year. He's coming to Aotearoa in January, and he'll be playing songs from across his whole repertoire, but also including that album. We're going to listen to a track from Here Comes the Cowboy before we listen to the second part of that interview. This one's called Finally Alone. If you want to get in touch, you can text us on 5395, or you can call us on 309 3879.
Sick of the city. Lumped in with all the pretty people, you need a vacation somewhere that no one ever would dream to go. Somewhere mundane, hop on the train, see where it goes.
That was Mac DeMarco Finally Alone is the name of that track, and that's on the album Here Comes the Cowboy, which is what I was speaking to Mac about on Friday. We're going to listen to the second part of the interview now. I started off by asking him how this new album, because it's quite different in many ways to his earlier stuff, is going to sort of fit into what he does when he's performing live and how that's been working for him so far. So let's jump into it.
It's been cool. I mean, there's some songs that we do more often than others, and, you know, depends on the show, depends on the crowd and the circumstances and stuff, but I really enjoy doing it. But yeah, again, even in that respect, like, I understand that, you know, it's a funny one to bring into the live set because it's quite different than, you know, everything that we've been doing previously. But we've found ways to work it in, and you know, like, it's fun seeing which songs people want to hear and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. It definitely weeds out the fair weather people, I'll tell you that.
This got the true Mac DeMarco fans coming out. Hey, this is out via Mac's record label. Can you tell us a little bit about how the label came about?
I have a lot of friends that have done a similar thing, starting their own, you know, artist labels, either through companies or on their own or whatever. And I think I just wanted to try something new, and we're seeing how it goes. And at this point, it's just kind of an outlet for me to release my own stuff. But maybe in the future at some point I'll put other people's stuff out, but there's no plans as of right now. But I'm just trying it out, and it's been cool, and it's not, you know, not too different, but it's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's exciting to have, you know, the capacity and like a platform to, at some point in the future, like if there's somebody that I want to help out or whatever, then we can hopefully help them out.
Yeah, you know? Totally. In the last sort of 2 years, you've kind of slipped from the indie scene, which you're still very much a part of, but like you've sort of slipped into the mainstream a little bit more. And I guess kind of having that level of recognition maybe does give you the chance to do something with your record label or with your music. Has that been a weird thing to sort of experience, or has it just kind of happened gradually for you?
It's weird. I mean, you know, meeting, the only way that I'm able to gauge it really is like, because I don't read any of the stuff about me on the internet, or like I don't have social media, blah, blah, blah. But like, say I'm out at a festival or something, and like someone like substantially quite famous will be like, "Hey, Mac." And I'm like, what? Like, what? What are you, what? That's when I, you know, then I'm like, oh, something is weird all of a sudden. But yeah, I don't know. It's cool. I don't know. I don't think, for some reason, it's like I'm a cartoon character or something. Like, people seem to know my name, or like, because maybe it's because I wear the same clothes every day. But that's grown. But, you know, the shows, we're still playing. We're not playing stadiums or anything. It's like, you know, it's still pretty mellow. But I don't know. It's bizarre. It is quite bizarre.
You've been listening to lots of different stuff. I've been reading a little bit about you enjoying Jonathan Richmond and things like that at the moment. What were some of the sounds that helped inspire, I guess, this new record?
I was listening to a lot of Beatles music, maybe more along the recording side of it. Like I was, you know, honing in on that more than the songwriting this time. But, and a lot of like ambient music, actually, but just that didn't really shine through. But I think, again, some of the recording stuff. And there's this one song that really kind of set a tone for me. It's a song called Graduation by this artist named Henry Flint. And he's like, he was kind of experimental, a kind of noise, kind of songwriting, sometimes artists from 60s and 70s. But this one song is just this weird, kind of reverbed out, like, song. He's kind of singing like Kermit the Frog on it. The rhythm's kind of like a train, kind of slowly making its way down the tracks. And there's just something about the way that the lyrics juxtapose with the music and the way it's all presented, it's just like, this is bizarre, and I really, really enjoy it. So,
do you think that helped inspire maybe some of the sort of like, I guess, the more left of center tracks like Choo Choo on this album as well? Was that sort of something that you were consciously thinking about?
I think, well, you know, that tied into the, you know, because I was like, well, I say cowboy in a couple songs, so maybe I'll do a song where the cowboy's like trained, I guess, you know, whatever. So that kind of tied in, but also, that I think those, the weird funky songs on the record, also come a lot from I love Sly Stone. It's just me trying to Sly it up a little bit, maybe not to the best results, but my little interpretation of his vibration, you know what I mean?
A lot of us are really enjoying it here at 95BFM, and lots of people very excited to see you back in Auckland in January. Are you looking forward to coming back to this half of the world?
Yeah, very excited. Should be great.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mac. We really appreciate it. Good luck for the tour.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Mac DeMarco chatting to me on Friday about his new album, Here Comes the Cowboy, which is out via his own record label called Mac's Record Label. It's the first album he's put out via that label, which is pretty cool. I always think it's really interesting when artists start their own label and also to see what they decide to do with it as well. Sometimes it's to kind of put their own music out there in a way that, you know, fits exactly what they want to do with it. Sometimes it's to support their mates as well, so it'll be cool to see what he does with that going forward. And if you want to catch him live, you can do that by heading along to the Auckland Town Hall on the 8th of January. It's an all-ages gig, and Phaser Days is supporting, which is awesome. We haven't seen Phaser Days play for about a year in Auckland, so that's very exciting in its own right as well. And all-ages gigs are always great because it means that you can head along if you're not yet 18. We're going to play another track from Here Comes the Cowboy now. This one's called All of Our Yesterdays. If you want to go and get a ticket to that gig, Frontier Touring is the place to find that. And you can let me know what you thought of that via the text 5395, or you can call us 309 3879.
Such a shame to complain.
lovely track by Mac DeMarco there. That's all of our yesterdays from his most recent album, Here Comes the Cowboy, that came out earlier this year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.